Luke and Brian. I am Luke. That over there in Waukesha is Brian.
You can't prove anything.
I can't?
You can't prove I'm here.
You can't. Fair enough. Fair enough.
There's really obvious signs, but
I was just saying, if it looks like Brian and it sounds like Brian, I would assume it's Brian. But you're telling me no?
No, it's a deep fake. Also, those crimes that were committed by the guy that looks exactly like me, it's totally a deep fake. All of it.
Totally somebody else. Totally.
It's true. It's true.
But folks, this is Dueling Tangents. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789. And Brian, you know how I like my unions?
Yes.
I like them like my coffee.
Oh, yeah?
Strong.
Yeah. And I like that.
Yeah. That's what I like. And we're getting even more Wisconsin news about unions and coffee shops here in the state of Wisconsin. So yesterday, the Starbucks in Madison on Capitol Square, East Main Street, I believe, is the specific location, because there are a number of Starbucks locations. But the one downtown, off of the Capitol Square, decided that they were going to be filing, the employees there are going to be filing for right to union representation with a union vote for the 20 to 30 workers coming later this spring. And that follows two other Starbucks locations here in Wisconsin. And I was a little surprised that Madison was third, Brian. And,
wow.
And the two other locations I wouldn't have guessed, I guess, would be the way that I would say it. Because when you think of maybe where in Wisconsin these union efforts are going to be coming up for coffee shops, where would you think that they would be? Madison is typically the first in my mind.
You think it'd be Madison or somewhere, you know, Milwaukee-ish, maybe, you know, maybe even, I would not be even surprised in Eau Claire.
Eau Claire or Green Bay too, but yeah. but the other two that already announced that they're unionizing or unionization efforts were Plover, Wisconsin, up by Stevens Point, and Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
Wow.
My old stomping grounds and where you live now.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and get myself a venti mocha tomorrow.
And I believe the key that, because this is all now following as well, Colectivo workers in Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago have been recognized by the National Labor Relations Board and will begin working out contracts between Colectivo coffee workers and their management team in those three cities. And so what Colectivo was doing, Brian, throughout the unionization efforts and the union vote was having people that support that effort to say union yes as the name on their order. So when
yeah.
when you call out when the baristas have your cup of coffee ready, they call out union yes for whatever you drink. So like you said, you like a venti large mocha, or was it mochaccino? What's your
venti,
order,
Brian? Venti mocha with an extra shot, maybe two extra shots.
There
we'll
you go.
See.
And then you just ask for it for union yes, and then you'll let the workers know in Oak Creek when you go pick one up that that's how
just
you
know,
support their efforts.
I did find out it was the one on South Howell. So
there you go.
It's 8880 South Howell.
So three locations now of Starbucks here in the state of Wisconsin: Oak Creek, Madison, and Plover, Wisconsin, working on unionization efforts.
If you want to hear more about it, the Devil's Advocates last night had one of the baristas on. You can check that out on the Devil Radio app or on the Devil Radio 927.com website. There are podcasts and interviews for that, as well as replays of this fine program as well.
Yeah, you can check out the podcast for Dueling Tangents, Devil's Advocates, and all the fine programming that we have here on Devil Radio and The Shaw as well.
Turns out that people like working and feeling like their work counts for something and that it matters.
Yeah.
I don't know how that is crazy.
After hearing, as you know, I believe even baristas get, I would refer to as essential workers. For me, coffee every day. I'm having a cup of coffee, regardless whether I'm making it at home or I'm picking it up. And to demean the workers now and say, no, we're raising prices and we have had record profits at large corporations like Starbucks, and the workers aren't seeing the same return and seeing those increases as well for their wages. Absolutely support their efforts to unionize 100%. And so it's great to see
a good
individuals in the service industry to go and do that.
A good and efficient barista crew, is it a wonder to behold?
Yeah.
If you ever, same thing, like if you go to a,
it's what I used to do in college.
You ever been to a McDonald's that was really well run?
Yeah,
it's a machine.
That's really well run.
I mean, it's designed to be a machine. That's the reason why your food comes out all the time, like the same, pretty much and pretty quickly, is because the thing is a machine. And if it's run really well, it's great. But the problem is that part of the machine are people.
Yeah.
Actual human beings that have lives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the fact that we're seeing wages stagnating and not seeing the same returns that these large corporations are seeing in their profits and their shareholders
how much money they make and then what's even worse is that they I mean, again, not a bad thing, but they give a whole bunch of money away to charity to go and say, look how great we're doing, we're giving money to charity, when our actual employees also have to be supplemented by the rest of the people of the United States government so they can live, because they're not, you know, making as much.
Yeah, and the fact that I'm sure a lot of different baristas around the country were laid off when closings happened and weren't necessarily protected with the same benefits that what we claim to refer to as essential workers should be entitled to. And so the fact that we're seeing these unionization efforts continue and pop up here and in Plover, Wisconsin, and Oak Creek, Wisconsin, and in Madison, it's great. I love it. I wish them all the best of luck. I hope that those union votes go yes. And if you're participating and purchasing lattes or wherever you're doing business, make sure you're going and supporting these efforts as well, because it's important to know for these workers, Brian, I think, that the public's behind them.
Last note on this, I don't want to demean anything they do by saying they're baristas or anything. No matter what you do, no matter what your job is, you deserve the dignity of work, and you deserve the dignity of being paid and compensated well for your time. That's pretty much all I got to say about that. Come back with us. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. More awesomeness to continue in the next half.